or fried or scrambled or an egg custard.
People use poached eggs very much, or dropped eggs, whatever you call them.
Well, sometimes the doctor prescribed poached eggs. No, he did for me. I was supposed to eat them, but I couldn't eat them. I just do it that. That's one of the things on my diet is eggs. We lived at home, and there's a whole lot of health in there and there. We've always made our living at home. We raised those Annie cane and made syrup and sorghum too. Nothing better than taking good Louisiana molasses and making a good old ginger hoe cake and having it hot for supper with butter.
I see. Sounds good. You mentioned the house where you grew up having shutters. Is that how they kept the light out? Would you keep the light out there or keep the shutters closed most of the time?
No, the shutters and the doors is always open.
Oh, I see.
They didn't close that door much in cold weather. Had a big fire on it. Had wide fireplaces, great long sticks of oak wood. Nobody didn't think about burning nothing but good oak wood. Always had a good fire in that door open.
Because
it closed the shutters.
How did you keep the light out then? did you have anything in these Venetian blinds, of course, or something pretty new, but how did you used to keep that light out, sun?
Well, if I'd let the sun come in. Had big houses, big rooms, and big porches.
So you save a lot of... in fact, how did you read? What did you use to read by?
Well, I can remember when my mother and daddy had a little brass lamp hold about a teacup full of oil or something like that, and a little round wick with a little handle. That was the first lamp that I can remember. But they always had the light enough. Way us kids studied when we studied by the firelight.
You did?
Yeah, that's the way we studied. Had a good light and pine out and plenty of pine and big fires made good light.
The pine, I guess, would would be would throw a good light.
It made good light. Mm-hmm. And there's plenty of it, of course, there's big old hard pine trees and then cutting them for lumber and for boards together, and then leave the top there, and it'd rot, and all the top would go to rich pine, you see, and especially the stump. Mm-hmm. You always find plenty of rich pine. And can today in the woods that hadn't been in cultivation, you find old rich stumps and parts of the log.
You mentioned the brass lamp. Did it operate on the principle of that lamp there?
No, I can remember the first lamp that kind that my parents ever bought, but this was little brass, copper-colored lamp, you know. And it wasn't, as I say, the lamp that held the oil was just about a cup full, I guess. It had a little handle, you know, that you hook your finger in, a little round wick. It makes a light like a candle. But that was the first lamp I can remember. I remember the first fruit jar.
You're right. What kind of oil did you burn that?
Coal oil.
Coal oil. People never burn tallow or anything like that.
I've had a good memory.